We're extremely happy to be able to bring you the Hispanic Hiring Kit. This comes out of years of consulting with companies in different industries, and we would consult and we would train and we would work with them, and we would do things in the area of labor management and recruiting and hiring and training, and many of them would say to us on the back end, don't you have all of these tools that you're encouraging us to develop already developed? And of course we didn't, but over the years I began to think about this and a way that we could somehow create the templates so that you could have culturally relevant, well thought out recruiting tools, hiring tools, interview questions, assessments, tools that we know based on years of experience will attract the Latino people and culture. So the Hispanic Hiring Kit is this celebration, I suppose, of all of these ideas and training that we've given over the years and bringing it into one place so you can have this very powerful suite of culturally relevant and fully customizable templates and processes. So this is a powerful toolbox here, and I'm glad that you are working with us and we're able to work with you. So on this audio CD, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through each component of the Hispanic Hiring Kit. There are recruiting tools, there are hiring tools, and there's an onboard process for new employees that is just amazing. It's such a great process that we're going to provide for you in this kit as well. So recruiting, hiring, and onboard, those three elements. And before we do that, I want to give you some special training on where to recruit. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, by 2020, 74% of all new labor force growth in the United States will be Hispanic or Latino. 74%. Three quarters of all new labor force growth. Every company that is employing the labor force needs to get this right. I want to teach you five places where you need to be recruiting. I'll give you a little bit of information on the backside. After we do that, I'll walk you through the kit, okay? And I'll give you some tips on each of the components, on how to implement those components. Now, we're always here for you at Bilingual America. So if you have a question, you have a license to this kit, and you have a question, let us know. Let us help you. We do offer additional services of customization and even printing for companies who would like us to help them with that. If you want some help in even customizing a specialized message from your company, we can help you with that as well. All of us need the labor force. We need to be able to attract and retain a labor force to grow our businesses. So where are the five places? There are five places. And if I were running your company, I would be on all five. Okay, so here's the first one. Schools. Did you know that among Latino males in the United States, the high school dropout rate in urban areas is really around 50%? In other areas of the country, it's over 40%. It is a significant high school dropout rate. We have an opportunity as business people to make a huge impact, not only on our companies, but on our communities. Now, who recruits in schools? Colleges, football teams, basketball teams. I always tell my clients, recruit like a champion, you know, like Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, right? They know how to recruit, and they recruit in schools. They're good friends with the high school coaches, and they have these contacts. Well, you should have contacts with the school counselor, because every student in high school is assigned a counselor. And if you develop those relationships properly, it'll be a consistent funnel into your organization, schools. We're going to teach you. We have tools here, posters, flyers that you can get in schools. Second place to recruit. This is my favorite place, because if you tap into this, it may be the only one you need. Churches. That's right. Every minister I know is thrilled when their parishioners or their church members have a good job, because people with good jobs are able to donate and help more in the mission of the church, right? So it makes sense. Churches, you should make it your goal. And by the way, in the Hispanic Hiring Kit, we actually have letters to ministers, one in Spanish, one in English. Use that letter as an introduction. But you need to make friends with at the very least, three ministers of the largest Hispanic congregations in your area, okay? Obviously, one of those will most likely be the Catholic priest, but look in your area, the three largest Hispanic congregations. That pastor has influence. By the way, make a donation if, in fact, he brings people to you. Okay. Third place, community organizations or associations, civic groups. There are a lot of Latino kind of grassroots civic groups, organizations, associations that are there to help people at that level. They have contact with the labor force. People go to them for help with documentation. They go to them for help with finding a job. They go to them when they have a need in their family. They go to the, these are nonprofits that specialize in working with the people. Well, the leaders of these organizations or the department heads, and many of these organizations have a job placement department. Find in your local city or in your region the main Latin American or Hispanic associations. Now, I want to distinguish this between the Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, which typically are professional groups that are also composed of corporate America. Now, if you're looking for higher level people, you may find that as well to be a good source. You know, you're looking for a salesperson, or you're looking perhaps for some sort of a project manager, engineer. These types of people, people with business backgrounds, typically will move towards the Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. But typically the labor person doesn't go to those meetings. It's the civic leaders and associations who have contact with the masses of Latinos recruiting the associations and civic groups. Oh, and by the way, yes, there's a letter to these community leaders. Okay, so use it. The fourth place I love, absolutely love, it's called NFJP. NFJP stands for National Farm Workers Jobs Program. There are organizations out there all over the country who work with agricultural workers, many, if not most, of whom are Hispanic, and their only mission through the NFJP is to get these people better jobs. So they'll do job training skills, they'll teach people English, they'll teach people typing skills, they'll teach people other skills, work skills, so they can reposition them, so they can transition them into a better job. Well, you are the better job. And oh, by the way, all of those people that they service must be legally working within the United States. It's a great source, place to recruit. And here's the fifth place, and we're going to go into detail in this, and I'll explain it to you later. Social media, okay? We are, and I say we, Latinos, we are very, very high context. We are very driven by our relationships with other people within our group. We talk. We would say we're a viral culture. Everything spreads. It spreads fast, and everybody knows everything within our culture. Well, that's a good thing if you're doing the right things, right? So social media, I'm going to talk with you about social media. There's actually a license for five of your people in your company to take a course with me that teaches you in detail about how to approach social media. It's part of the Hispanic hiring kit. It's a great value. That alone would be worth the value of this kit that you purchased, but we want to bring high value, because we want to help you and we want to help Latinos to be better employed. So it's a win-win for everybody, right? So those are the five places. Let's just review that very quickly. Number one, schools. Number two, churches. Number three, community associations or organizations. Number four, the National Farm Workers Jobs Program. And number five, social media. Those are the five places primarily where you should be recruiting. Notice that I did not say friends and family network, okay? I didn't say bring in, okay, I have Ramon here working for my company, and I go to Ramon and I say, Ramon, do you have someone who might want to work here with us? And Ramon brings you his brother, and then his brother brings you his uncle brings you his dad, and pretty soon we have the whole Rodriguez family working at XYZ company, and guess what? Now I have all kinds of leadership issues. I have all kinds of issues with communications, and if the patron, the leader of that group, were to leave. And I had a business owner call me one time and he says, I just had 18 people walk off the job. And I said, No, you didn't. You had one person walk off the job and 17 family members and close friends followed. That's not recruiting. That's friends and family network. I want to teach you better ways, and we want to give you the tools to do so. So, welcome. Bienvenido. We're happy to have you working with us and to allow us to work with you through the Hispanic Hiring Kit.